You will not find even one exception somewhere that he will say the believers of the Moses. Oh, we will see something negative about Moses. I did this study because of something else. I counted that he will talk more than 7 times more than Muhammad. He talks about Moses. Because the story of the Moses is the main story. Here, he will use the word Juhud, and in verses, he's clever that someone to use the jahd, the verb itself, which could not be confused. It's like that. I studied like that because I wanted to be sure about this, because this was part of my belief. And I developed this belief by just being a stubborn, silly young fellow. Because I was a young kid, and I knew a little bit about this Arab language because of something else I was studying. Therefore, when they started to do this, I had this tendency to understand, no, oh, no, these Iranians, they don't know it. Because this is my grandpa who was a, don't be Farsi. Because you will limit yourself in this language. I said, look at the depth of the word in the source, which is Arab language, there you understand it. Therefore, juhud for me, first of all, has the verb, which is jahd, and I understand. And in this story, not only in this story, let's test the, what is the story of the next story? What is the next story after this? These are two Jews, okay. What is the other story? Look at it. No, don't do that. Do this. Go through the paragraphs and tell me what is the other story. What is the next story? Read me the title. Read everyone the title of the next story.
You don't mean the second jury thing, you mean the one after that.
Yes, one after that.
Setting forth how the beasts of chase told the lion to trust in God and cease from exerting himself.
What does that mean? Because I don't understand that English, okay? Well, I look at the Persian. Let me read you the Persian, which is Arabic English. بیان توکل و ترک جهد گفتن نخجیران بشید. I studied, there are different verses of this, because in different copies this could be changed. But in all of them, the story is to explain توکل and جهد, the verb. The verb is right at the beginning of the first paragraph of the next story. I mean, I found the proofs like that. And not only that, look at it now carefully. They talk about it, they argue about this. The argument is about jahd and tabakkul. Okay? So why should I doubt it now? Here we will say juhud. Then the next story is the jahd. That clear and obvious. Not only in verses he will use the word jaja, he will make it the title of the next story to eliminate that confusion. Because he understands that anti-Semitism is not something new. It has been here for centuries. All the minorities, they experienced it. And every honest man should understand it. Rumi knows it. That's how he starts the story, that there was this king which was within the people who are, let's say, the members of Jahd. He will say Juhudan. He will not call the first king for Juhud. We say there was one king within these Juhudan in a plural way that you cannot call it Jewish. And Jews is not it. Here, answer your questions. This king, crossed eyes, is confused. What is the answer to this? Okay, this is a problem. We have somebody who is crossed eyes. What should we do? Get rid of one of those eyes. Break one of those glasses. Then you will see. You see nothing. Then you will understand there is one. One of the jars should be broken. Remember there was a broken jar in the story of the parrot? It's always about the jar, the container. And you remember it later, we'll talk about it, but the jar will be transformed to a pot, right? Made of clay, the container. Break the container. Because as long as you bring in containers, you have no idea about what's in it. Especially because what's in it is a breath. It's invisible. What is the source of life? That's the main thing. Anyhow, this is the first paragraph. That we said, okay, it's like this, it's like that, it's like that. Then at the end he said something that when self-interest appears, virtues become hidden. 100 ways rise from the heart of to the eye. Something like that. 334. In Persian, that's one of those key verses, which is very delicate to understand. First of all, it uses a word that I don't know how to say it in English, really. Self-interest is not it. Gharaz is more than that. You could talk about something, let's say, you are a politician and you're invited somewhere and there is a very special moment and in your speech you should be careful not to use the word Jew. Here there is no self-interest. There is understanding a situation and you avoid using the word Jew, right? And say, this guy was not honest. Because the guy had qaraz. And by qaraz, I don't mean self-interest. I mean, he had something prior to the thing that he was offering us. He had something else in mind. That's cheating. Having some
ulterior motive.
Something.
Hidden agenda.
Yes, hidden agenda. Okay. You see, when you have a hidden agenda, something will happen. What was here? Virtues become hidden. However, that's not it. He uses a word, a very special word, which is more difficult for Iranian to understand it than you. He uses a word that now for Iranian has the meaning of art. But in the Rumi's time, there is no such a thing. We translated the art to honar. Honar means what? What is honar? Ability to do something is honor. That's what we call it artisan now, from art, which is someone who has some specialty and ability to do something. Is it hidden agenda? We'll hide this. If you have a hidden agenda, whatever you can do will disappear. So you will be useless. If you want to do something about this we are talking about, you're here to do something, right? You shouldn't lose your abilities. You lose your abilities with hidden agendas. Let go of hidden agenda, your ability will be here. Why he says that? Because he's talking about an ability that you have no idea about. What is your ability? We are not talking about your physical ability. because that belongs to this container. We're talking about the heart, right? What is your heart able to do? To love. Huh? Hidden agenda? We'll hide that. Look at the second verse. In the second verse, he will say, there will 100 waves rise from the heart to the eyes. Of course, it's not eyes. The word in Persian is dide, which is opinion, which is the way, your point of view. And I say, your point of view will be covered with 100 waves coming from where? From your heart. Because he's noticing your heart. Your heart has been inactive. We wanted to activate it. Your hidden agenda doesn't let you. So do not have a hidden agenda. What is hidden agenda? All those old-fashioned beliefs. This king, remember, he believed that his belief is under the attack and some new people are taking over, and he is the guardian of old tradition of Moses. That is what it is, right? You believe that you are the defender of the logic and blah, 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 blah. He said, all of this will cover it up. Let go of all of this. Because these are the source of being crossed eyes. And he added some very good juice to it. He said, listen, I know this judge. Yesterday there was a new case and he saw something interesting in it, because maybe he could receive a very good bribe. What do you think will happen? What just happened?
He lost his ability to judge.
That's when he is discovered, and who will put him in prison? He lost his ability to see what's happening. That is the point. چون دهد قاضی به دل رشوت قرار که شناسد ظالم از مظلوم زار. He lost his ability to see ظالم and مظلوم. You remember the word I was explaining, ظلم? Darkness. This judge lost his ability to understand darkness and the dark people. By that he didn't agenda. Means here, the first thing we need is honesty. Hidden agenda is being dishonest. When you like bringing the old beliefs and entertain them, is not what we are talking about. Why? Second paragraph. Because you have a vizier. A very clever, witty one who knows what to do. And that vizier will tell you, listen, there is inside and outside. So let's ruin the other one from inside. Isn't that what you wish to do? When you're angry and you want to have the revenge, what do you want to do really? Physically punish the guy or kill the guy's spirit?
Yes.
That's the vizier. Vizier explained it to the king that, listen, these Jews, they don't confess they're Jews. So we have to torture them. We need some special prison, new laws, because this is a very historical moment, isn't it? Every moment is a historical moment. And we need, in this historical moment, we need to give up some of our freedom, because the enemy, we let the enemy change us. As simple as that. For the sake of overcoming the enemy, we ruin our principles. And we are defending our principles.